Beneath the rolling hills of southern Ohio lies a serpent made of earth, 1,348 feet of sinuous curves that can only be fully appreciated from the sky. When you stand beside it, you're just a speck next to this ancient dragon, feeling the weight of something vast and inexplicable. This is Serpent Mount, and it holds secrets that challenge everything we've been taught about who built the Americas and when. For decades, we've been told that sophisticated civilizations only emerged in the Americas a few thousand years ago. But what if an advanced culture existed here tens of thousands of years earlier, one that mastered astronomy, geometry, and technologies we still don't understand? The evidence has been hiding in plain sight, buried under layers of academic dogma and convenient narratives. When Spanish conquistador Francisco de Orellana traveled down the Amazon in 1541, his chronicler described extensive settlements stretching over 20 kilometers, comparable to Manhattan's length. For centuries, this account was dismissed as fantasy. From aircraft, the Amazon reveals massive geometric earthworks, perfect circles, squares, and octagons scattered across what was once thought to be virgin rainforest. At Cahokia in the Mississippi Valley, Monk's Mound rivals the Great Pyramid with its 14-acre footprint. These monuments represent sophisticated astronomical knowledge implemented on a monumental scale, yet they've been systematically ignored or explained away. It's time to dig deeper. For decades, the Clovis First theory dominated archaeology. Humans crossed the Bering Strait no earlier than 13,000 years ago. Challengers faced professional exile. Tom Dilhay spent 20 years defending his Monte Verde site in Chile before 1997 vindication proved human presence 18,500 years ago. Then came the bombshell. In April 2017, Nature published evidence of a 130,000-year-old California site, 10 times older than Clovis. The Cerruti mastodon site featured bones with spiral fractures that only occur when fresh, alongside hammer and anvil stones for marrow extraction. At South Carolina's Topper site, Albert Goodyear found evidence suggesting 50,000-year-old human presence. The implications? Humans had tens of thousands of years in the Americas to develop in any direction they chose. The genetic story reads like science fiction. Native American DNA contains traces of Denisovans, an extinct human species known only from a Siberian cave. Stranger still, some Amazonian tribes carry genetic signatures more closely related to indigenous Australians and Andaman Islanders than to any Eurasian population. Researchers dubbed this Population Y, suggesting trans-Pacific voyages in the deep past. When confronted with this Australo-Melanesian signal in 10,400-year-old Brazilian remains, geneticist S.K. Willerslev admitted a direct Australia to South America crossing would be the most parsimonious explanation, yet quickly added it does not make practical sense given conventional understanding. Translation: the evidence points one way, but we're uncomfortable following it. If we never look for a lost civilization because we assume none could exist, we guarantee we won't find one. Betty Meggers of the Smithsonian claimed the Amazon could never support settlements exceeding 1,000 people, a counterfeit paradise too resource-poor for civilization. She was spectacularly wrong. By the early 2000s, evidence of massive pre-Columbian settlements housing thousands became undeniable. The secret was terra preta, Indian black earth, a man-made soil so fertile it remains productive thousands of years later. These anthropogenic soils cover between 6,000 and 640,000 square kilometers, with the oldest sites dating to 8,700 years ago. Most remarkably, the Amazon itself is largely human-made. Of approximately 16,000 tree species, just 227 hyper-dominant species comprise half of all trees, and these domesticated species cluster around ancient archaeological sites. These peoples also created massive geometric earthworks, perfect circles, squares, and octagons best viewed from the sky. The Severino Colossan site, a massive square geoglyph matching the Great Pyramid's 230-meter footprint and cardinal orientation, dates to 2577 BC, contemporary with Egypt's pyramids. At Rego Grande, 127 upright megaliths form a 30-meter circle that, like Stonehenge, marks the winter solstice using shadow effects and aligned granite blocks. Ancient peoples may have created colossal geometric forms through altered states of consciousness. When indigenous Mancheneri people visited the geoglyphs, they immediately reported feeling sensations of being in an ancient ritual atmosphere. In over 70 ayahuasca sessions, experiences consistently include a geometrical pulse, visions of multiple square screens, banks of windows, and complex interlaced patterns with rectangles outlined in black. These geometric motifs mirror patterns found in Amazon geoglyphs. The Tucano people create similar designs in sand paintings, on fabrics, and on rock faces. Triangles with spirals, rhomboids, rectangular designs, zigzags, nested rectangles. For Tucano shamans, the ayahuasca journey involves spiritual ascension to the Milky Way, where the individual symbolically dies and is reborn upon returning from trance. The geometric earthworks may represent attempts to anchor these visionary experiences in physical form, creating sacred spaces bridging material and spiritual realms. This lost Ice Age civilization may have mastered telepathy, remote viewing, and healing, abilities still associated with master shamans. Their sciences emerged from shamanic practices, focusing on soul perfection through vision quests rather than material wealth. The inexplicable architectural achievements at Egypt's Great Pyramid, Baalbek's Trelistan, and Peru's Sacsayhuaman suggest consciousness-based technologies beyond current understanding. 6,000 kilometers north of the Amazon, the Mississippi Valley reveals similar earthworks. Monk's Mound at Cahokia rivals the Great Pyramid's 14-acre footprint, anchoring over 100 subsidiary mounds, a wooden post circle, Woodhenge, and an 800-meter causeway set precisely 5 degrees east of true north. This rattlesnake causeway defines Cahokia's principal axis. During equinoxes, observers at Woodhenge's center would see the sun rise directly above Monk's Mound's southern terrace. The 5-degree offset employed a root-2 rectangle rotated eastward, aligning its diagonals with summer solstice sunrise, winter solstice sunset, and the moon's maximum positions. The Newark and High Bank earthworks in Ohio feature circles combined with octagons formed by massive embankments. Newark's Great Circle spans 365.9 meters. Most striking, although built over 60 miles apart, High Bank's main axis is oriented precisely 90 degrees to Newark's, suggesting deliberate geometric connection and sophisticated surveying. At Poverty Point in Louisiana stands North America's second largest earthwork, 72 feet high, containing 8.4 million cubic feet of earth, built around 1430 BC by hunter-gatherers. Six concentric ridges form a half octagon with avenues pointing to solstice sunsets. Just 2.6 kilometers away lies Lower Jackson Mound, dated 3955 to 3655 BC, yet the entire Poverty Point layout calibrates to its position, suggesting remarkable 3,000-year cultural continuity. Watson Break pushes timelines further. This complex of 11 mounds connected by embankments began around 4000 BC. Norman Davis demonstrated 5 parallel alignments targeting the summer solstice sunset at positions appearing in 3400 BC, plus 4 equinoctial alignments, clearly preceding construction as the master plan. This represents sophisticated astronomical knowledge implemented 5,400 years ago before Egypt's pyramids or Stonehenge's final form. At Moundville, Alabama, striking parallels emerge between ancient Egyptian and Native American afterlife beliefs. The Mississippian rattlesnake disc features a hand and eye motif representing Orion, with the constellation's belt forming the wrist of a celestial hand. Native traditions describe the dead entering the afterlife through an opening in this hand's palm. Both cultures shared remarkably similar beliefs, connecting Orion to the land of the dead, describing perilous journeys along the Milky Way, and emphasizing earthly representations of the celestial realm. Both believed in soul dualism, one aspect ascending to the stars, another remaining earthbound. Both saw souls journeying westward toward the setting sun, gathering at a transitional place before continuing skyward. In ancient Egypt, souls passed through a celestial portal associated with Orion, with texts urging them to reach the sky as Orion. In Native American cosmology, the Orion Nebula, depicted as the eye in the hand and eye motif, was a hole in the sky through which souls must leap. These parallels suggest inheritance from a common source, a lost civilization that developed sophisticated death sciences before recorded history. Modern society marginalizes death, treating it as something to postpone indefinitely. Yet ancient traditions warn that unwillingness to die produces unfavorable results. The Tibetan science of death describes the bardo, the afterlife realm where souls possess heightened intelligence, clairvoyance, teleportation, and thought transformation abilities. This lost civilization, with shamanic origins, likely explored parallel dimensions to prepare initiates for death's journey, a quest interrupted by cosmic catastrophe 12,800 years ago, when comet fragments bombarded Earth over 21 years, leaving platinum peaks 12 times normal levels and burning 10 million square kilometers, twice the Amazon size. The Younger Dryas impact triggered catastrophic extinctions. North America lost 35 genera of large mammals, horses, camels, mammoths, mastodons, giant ground sloths, saber-toothed tigers, creatures that thrived for millions of years, vanishing within decades. The Clovis culture disappeared abruptly, with archaeological evidence showing a sudden 50% drop in projectile point production and an 80% decline in human activities lasting 200 years. In California, human activity ceased entirely between 12,800 and 12,200 years ago. This cataclysm occurred precisely when a sophisticated civilization could have existed, after 130,000 years of human presence, but before the historical record begins. Thousands of myths across every continent speak of an advanced prehistoric civilization destroyed by cataclysm, many suggesting humans brought disaster upon themselves through arrogance and disrespect for Earth. An Ojibwe tradition describes a comet that burned up the Earth because people had abandoned the spiritual path, warning this comet will return. The earthworks, astronomical alignments, geometric precision, and shamanic practices all point to a sophisticated understanding of consciousness and humanity's place in the cosmos. We stand at a similar crossroads today. The ancients left warnings written in earth and stone, encoded in myth and ritual. The serpent mound still curves through Ohio's hills. The geometric earthworks still mark the Amazon. The stone circles still align with solstices, all waiting for us to remember what we've forgotten, to reclaim the wisdom that could save us from repeating our ancestors' catastrophic mistakes.